Coming up on today's show.
It's so easy for a lot of Christians to, you know, be scared of what other people might think because they follow Jesus. But I say to heck with that. I'm gonna let you know about it.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They will both land you on the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through Bruce at CatholicSportsRadio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. Do we take spiritual warfare as seriously as we take sports? I will be the first to admit that when MMA first came around, I thought it was going to be a flash in the pan. There are people present day who say that in 5 years, no one will talk about pickleball anymore. Lo and behold, thanks to UFC, there absolutely is a permanent place on the sports landscape for MMA. It reminds me of a comment that a listener of this show wrote 5 years ago on Apple Podcasts saying, "More martial arts, please." As Christians, we need to make sure we are paying even more attention than UFC fans do to their sport when it comes to the warfare that comes from Satan. Pope Francis said the following in an apostolic exhortation, quote, "For this spiritual combat, we can count on the powerful weapons that the Lord has given us, faith-filled prayer, meditation on the Word of God, the celebration of Mass, Eucharistic adoration, sacramental reconciliation, works of charity, community life, missionary outreach. If we become careless, the false promises of evil will easily seduce us." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is a senior at Clemson University, where he is a pitcher on the men's baseball team. Through his first six games played in 2026, he had a 4-1, one-loss record, over 32 and two-thirds innings pitched, and an earned run average of 2.48 with 30 strikeouts and just 5 walks. He played last season at Tennessee, where he went 3-1, pitching 22 and two-thirds innings and striking out 25 batters. He also played one season at Georgia Highlands College, where he recorded 101 strikeouts in 93 and two-thirds innings pitched over 16 starts in 2024. He missed the 2023 season due to injury after playing one season, 2022, at Parkland College, following a high school career that saw him letter three times in baseball and earn all-state and all-region honors as a junior. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Michael Sharman.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet, you bet. Michael, let's get started by having you share with us where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Woodstock, Georgia. I had an older and younger brother, so I was the middle child. There's five of us.
You are a cradle Catholic. The high school that you went to was a public high school. Did you attend Catholic school at all before that? And if not, what did your Catholic education consist of?
So, yeah, I went to a public school. I did not go to a Catholic school. I'm sure my mom would have loved to send us to a Catholic school. I think it was a little too expensive, but we grew up as having our parents as our, Catholic teachers. They taught us PSR, and so really our parents have been one of the biggest influences in our faith lives. They raised us up in the church, not missing mass on Sundays, and just treating us how to be, good, devout Catholics. And I've carried that with me through, my whole life and through college. It was really started with them. So very blessed and thankful for all that they've done for me.
I'm guessing that they have not let up just because you're college age now and that they're still influential in your Catholic faith.
Yes, 100%. My mom, stays on me. My dad gets up and goes to daily mass every morning. My mom does the same, and they send us, encouraging texts, prayers, let us know that they're always praying for us. And so I'm just, extremely humbled and blessed to have them as my parents. And I seriously don't know where I'll do without them. They are super faithful. They've taught us how to be faithful, and when things aren't going good, they just remind us that, Jesus Christ is the center. And especially when playing a sport that I've put so much time and effort into, it's, you can kind of start to worship your sport a little. So like I try to, remind myself every day that you're only as stable as what you worship. And if I worship the game of baseball, my life's going to be very up and down. So, obviously I keep Christ as my center, and I've done a lot better with not worshiping the game of baseball, because sometimes it's hard, it takes up a
Wow.
lot of our time. But
Wow. We could end the interview right there. That's that powerful. There's certainly plenty more that I want to and will ask you, but oh my gosh, tremendous, tremendous testimony right out of the gate. Michael, I'm going to be surprised if you tell me yes, but did you play any other sports when you were young? And also, what did draw you to baseball that became your sport?
I just fell in love with the game around like 5 or 6 years old. I've always,
Wow.
loved sports. My dad was a baseball player in high school. He played tennis in college, but yeah, we've always been just a baseball family, kind of. But yeah, I love playing like other sports, but competitively, baseball has been my true love.
So I think you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe recreationally a few other sports, but nothing competitively, just baseball.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I played, some competitive basketball. Like I loved to golf in the off season, but competitively, where I put most of my time, it's always been baseball. I've always known it's what I wanted to do.
And I think you said age 5. Have you been a pitcher from age 5, or did you start off elsewhere and eventually became a pitcher?
Yeah, so I've always pitched. I've always loved pitching, but I hit until my freshman year of college. I was a pretty solid first baseman and hitter growing up in high school, but I knew that pitching was my strong suit, so.
When I was asking you about Catholic education, I made reference to the fact that you attended a public high school, yet you went on mission trips early on in high school. What were those? How did they come about? Where did you go? What did they consist of when you arrived? Give us all the details.
My mom would always kind of set it up for me, kind of pushing me in the direction of, going on these retreats, and being a part of, these spiritual retreats. And I went to a few growing up, like middle school and early high school. So the middle school ones are a little vague in my mind, but I remember them being great and awesome. And the one that I remember the most is Catholic Heart Work Camp that I went with my older brother Stephen in high school. I went with him, and that was, a week long trip. If you're not familiar with Catholic Heart Work Camp, it's just like a week long retreat where we kind of go serve others for a whole week, whether that's like putting out mulch in front of a church, picking weeds around a, neighborhood, or just doing whatever it is to serve for the community where we were at. And so that's what we would do every morning. And then we'd come back, have adoration, mass, have some fun activities. That was probably my favorite mission trip because it was also with my older brother. We were together the whole week, so that was a blast. And I was super blessed, just a super faith-filled trip, met a lot of cool people. So that was one of my highlights for my mission trips. But yeah, super, super great stuff.
Yeah, and being that you said that you were going to a public high school, I'm assuming that since you said your mom set these up, perhaps it was through the parish.
Yes. So our parish that we're a part of, St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia, that's where we're members at, and that's who it was through. Yes.
Okay. Okay. In the intro, I mentioned four different colleges that you have attended. If you are comfortable, you can tell us what caused changing schools that many times, but I'm also looking to hear how much prayer, how much your faith life helped you navigate so much change, as well as if you were still staying active in your faith as you changed schools, or did you fall victim to, sorry, but I had to prioritize learning the campus, transferring credits, fitting in with a new baseball team, and so on?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it's definitely not been a smooth road transferring four times. But, you know, I always tell myself it's God's plan. I wouldn't want to do it any other way.
Mm.
But the first school, Parkland College, I went there for the pitching coach. He was a great guy, loved him. But then he left right before the season started. So that kind of played into it. And then also it was in Illinois, so it was pretty cold. I didn't really, not the most ideal baseball weather.
I support you.
Yeah, I know, right? So I decided to come back home to Georgia, which was a great decision. And I was able to squeeze out two more years of living at home. I just lived at home and commuted to the campus. It was like 30 minutes away from my house. So that was a blessing in disguise. So that first year I went to Georgia Highlands, I tore my ACL. So I just, you know, sit out. And that was a big, you know, leaning on my faith moment for that whole year, just like reminding myself that, you know, Jesus, I trust in you. That's my biggest motto. You know, I have it written on my glove and on my hats and everything. So reminding myself, Jesus, I trust in you has been my motto my whole life. And that was especially the case during that part of my life, because it was hard. It was like a year recovery.
Wow.
And it was, you know, when it happens, you're like, you know, why God, why me? But, you know, I got to get myself back grounded and remind myself these things happen for a reason. And, you know, looking back at it now from where I am right now, I don't think I would be in this position I am. I don't think I would have had the opportunity to play at Tennessee or Clemson if it wasn't for that injury. So, you know, God always has a plan, and I truly believe that. So leaning on my faith and, you know, staying grounded and having my parents and family around me who support me has been, was huge and truly impactful. So, you know, I had that great season at Georgia Highlands after I came back from the ACL, and that was awesome. And that eventually led me to committing to Tennessee. Tennessee was an amazing, amazing experience as well. They had a great Catholic organization on campus, and I enjoyed going to Mass on them, great priests. But again, I didn't think it was ultimately the right spot. I felt a pull that I should hit the transfer portal again. And it ultimately led me here to Clemson. I think God really wanted me here at Clemson. I've never been more strong and grounded in my faith. I feel like I'm in the best spot I've ever been with my faith life. And I just feel super blessed to be where I am. And, you know, I'm at peace. And that's how I know that God has me right where he wants me. So just trying to take it one day at a time and, you know, renew my mind every day. Do not conform to the teachings of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's what I try to tell myself and do.
Wonderfully said. And audience, if you never heard my interview with Sophie Risk, this was last summer. July 21st was the date that it was released. This is a very, very rare interview in the sense that you can actually watch it on YouTube. We recorded that one at a podcast studio in Tampa. She had just graduated from the University of Tampa. She had won her second straight national championship on the women's lacrosse team. And the reason that I'm highlighting this interview, if you want to go back and watch it on YouTube or listen to it wherever you normally listen, on episode 338, Sophie told a story similar to what you're hearing right now from Michael, in the sense that she had started off going to the University of Maryland. The team won the 2022 Big Ten tournament. I mean, that's a big lacrosse school. And lo and behold, she ends up surprising everyone and going to Tampa. And so now you're hearing from Michael that he lands at a place like Tennessee, and you think, why would someone leave? Well, these athletes have their reasons, and you're hearing it from Michael. You'll hear it from Sophie if you go back and watch or listen to that one. I'm also going to be asking Michael about stepping out in holy boldness, meaning not getting caught up in the baseball part. He is still a college student, and a lot of people in his position would hide their light under a bushel due to what their friends and classmates might say or think, but not him, as you're starting to hear. First, though, Alliance Catholic Credit Union is proud to support Catholic Sports Radio, and they invite you to help them support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide 20 scholarships every year to families striving to ensure their children can attend a Catholic school. If you become a friend of the foundation, you will help them continue this good work, and you will have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at AllianceCatholicFoundation.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Oh, and now the tough part. I've got some really, really sad news to share with everyone this week. We have now lost 4 members of our family in less than 7 months. I think everyone was aware of when my dad passed away last August 24th. I'm not sure that it was as widely known that on December 30th, my sister had a heart attack and went to join him in heaven. More recently, my cousin's husband dropped dead at the age of just 59. And now the latest is my godmother, Aunt Nancy, who we lost the day after her birthday, actually. This week, I will be flying up north for her wake and funeral services. I have to admit that this is really becoming a lot. It's quite a heavy emotional load. I would venture to guess that Satan would want me to either give up Catholic Sports Radio or miss episodes, but this is where we are challenged to stay devoted to our Lord. I answered the call to this ministry more than 7 years ago, and I have to stay with it because it could be what draws people back to church or closer to their faith if they are already attending. To be totally transparent, these airfares are really adding up with all these flights back and forth from Florida up to New York State for all these services for deceased family members. And so when you hear me asking you to consider this ministry as part of your almsgiving, it is because without help from the audience, I am quite challenged to find a way out of my own pocket to cover all the expenses associated with operating Catholic Sports Radio on and off the air. So I would very much appreciate your prayerful consideration of a gift in any amount. The simplest way to send in a gift is through the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. That method is fast, easy, and secure, and it will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal. Alternatively, and this helps if you are someone that does not want to put credit card information online, you can get in touch with me through the website, social media, or writing to me through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will email you back with instructions for sending a check through the mail. Either way, whether you give online or send a check through the mail, as you have heard me do when guests and listeners have made a contribution, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode as a public thanks for your support of this ministry. Or, as some have chosen to do, you can direct me to instead merely keep it anonymous. I am grateful for your prayerful consideration as to this form of tithing as I continue working to bring us all further in our walk with Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Michael, on your Instagram bio, you have Romans 12:2 as the very first text, even before anything baseball-related. Tell the audience what Romans 12:2 says and why you connect with that particular scripture passage.
Yeah, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I try to, you know, wake up and renew my mind every day, whether that's getting into Word, doing my devotionals, journaling. I think we need to be reminded more than we're taught. And we all know that we need to follow Jesus, but if we're not renewing our mind every single day, I think it's so easy to fall apart and to be distanced from God. So it truly is an everyday commitment. So, you know, that reminder, I have it on my wall in my room, and I love that quote, and I think it's so true because it's very easy to fall into fleshly desires and to fall into the patterns of this world, and it's not easy to follow Christ, and we know we need to follow Christ. So doing that every day and following him, renewing our mind again every day, is super important for all Christians.
On a related note, I said that I was going to ask you about stepping out in holy boldness. Let's face it, it's one thing to be a practicing Catholic, but it's another thing to let everyone know. So whether it is putting Romans 12:2 on your Instagram or agreeing to be interviewed on Catholic Sports Radio, walk us through the decision that you made to be so public about your Catholic faith.
I truly believe it's just God working through me. I feel like any chance that I get to express my faith and be unapologetic about my Catholic faith, I'm going to do it. And I'm not afraid to, you know, talk about it. It's so easy for a lot of Christians to, you know, be scared of what other people might think because they follow Jesus. But I say to heck with that. I'm going to let you know about it. I go to Mass every Sunday, go to adoration weekly, confession every 1 to 2 months. I feel like I've been blessed with being raised in this faith. And so I want everyone else to experience it because it's amazing. I love my Catholic faith more than anything. So yeah, I mean, you look at the apostles with Jesus, they were put to death because they wouldn't deny Jesus. So it's real and it's important. And, you know, again, any chance that I can get to spread the faith, I will.
Yeah, and you just said in there, blessed to be raised in the faith. You talked in the first half of the show about how influential your parents have been in raising you in the Catholic faith. And as outlandish as this might sound, audience, sadly, I'm sure we can all picture parents who would send their son off to go play baseball and say, son, maybe just dial it back a bit on the faith stuff. We can't do anything to jeopardize your spot on the team. We got to make sure that you're locked in. And with what we heard, Michael, about how impactful your parents were, we know that they support what you're doing with your Catholic faith.
Yeah, of course. I think they would be, you know, disappointed if I wasn't, kind of in a way. Because, you know, my mom has, you know, spent so much time raising us this way. She just wants us to see us bear good fruit. And, you know, I try to tell myself it's not that I'm strong, but rather Christ is strong within me.
Mm.
So, I mean, without the faith, I would not be where I am and with baseball and, you know, reminding myself that God has given me the ability to play this game. And if I, you know, push him off to the side, I could only imagine where I would be in this game. And I don't think it would be a very good place. So, again, those just subtle reminders and just understanding that Jesus is the root of this all. And without him, I am nothing. So.
Okay, but before I went into the break, I mentioned that you are still a college student after all. So between classes, between playing baseball, between just being a 20-something-year-old young man that wants to have friends and just have fun, how are you managing to balance so much priority that we're hearing about your Catholic faith and playing baseball competitively at a school like Clemson? You're also away from home, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good question. It certainly is not easy. You know, I really don't have a lot of free time. So I'm class baseball every day. And I'm obviously not missing Mass on Sundays. Unless we have an away game and I physically am unable to go to Mass, but I will definitely watch it on my phone and read the readings. But don't miss Mass on Sundays. I wake up every day and I journal and do my devotionals and have prayer time before I go to class. So that's kind of like one of my fundamentals. If I'm not doing that, then I'm not, you know, I'm not wired right. So I wake up, journal, read the gospel of the day, do my devotionals. And then at least once a week when I have time, when I'm not getting home super late, I'll go to the chapel and sit in adoration and just try to stay grounded. Again, go try to pray the rosary every once in a while. I could probably be better than that. But you know, I'm not perfect, but you know, I try to do as much as I can with the time that I have, you know, going to daily Mass again, whenever I can. But yeah, I mean, that's, again, easier said than done, but you got to do it. You got to find ways to fit it in or else you're not grounded. So.
Amen. Amen. So on a related note, take us to a game day when you know you are going to be pitching. What is in your game day prep that involves your faith? I know you mentioned before having something written on your glove and on your cap, but do you maybe go to daily Mass the morning of a game that you're going to be pitching in? Do you pray in the locker room before the game? Maybe you wear a cross necklace. Just walk us through what that looks like on a game day for you.
Yeah, game days, especially, I try to be super grounded in my faith. I started a routine this year. It's kind of hard for me to go to daily mass on game days, that would be awesome if I could, but I usually don't have the time to with our game times. But about 2 hours before the game or before my start, I will start writing in my journal, and that starts my like affirmations, getting me into the right mindset. Like, it'll literally be like, I, Michael Sharman, put my faith in Jesus and in Jesus alone. Whatever happens in my life and in baseball, I lean on God and not my own understanding. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not that I'm strong, but that Christ is strong within me. Like, a bunch of these things that I'm just like writing down, like, consistently every single day to just renew my mind and affirm myself that, baseball is just something that I do, and it's not something that I worship. And, whatever is supposed to happen is already supposed to happen. So I just try and go out there and play as free as I can, and play in a way that pleases God. And so, you'll see me if when I'm coming off the mound, I do a sign of the cross after every inning, or try to. But I just try to give all the glory to Him, whether it's going good or bad, because I know that, my performances in baseball do not add or subtract the love that God has for me. So just being reminded of that every single day is super important, and it's helped me tremendously in my baseball career to just stay grounded and to just be able to go out there and play free and know that, I'm one of God's children, so I can go out there and be childlike and have fun and treat it as a kid's game like it is. So
Bravo.
it's just been super freeing for me.
Bravo. Bravo. Just amazing. Just amazing. Oh my gosh. Well, we have not talked enough baseball. So as we wrap it up, let's just stick to sports and sports only. Let's have a little fun here. Let's close by having you tell us about the baseball season so far for you and for Clemson, including maybe any highlights that we can celebrate.
Yeah, I would say my birthday weekend, March 1st, I threw the day before my birthday. My parents came up. We were in South Carolina, and I threw against South Carolina, our rival, and I went a 9-inning complete game of 1-run baseball. I threw 75 pitches and 67 strikes. So it was pretty one of my
Wow.
best outings of all time. So that was pretty awesome, and all glory to God on that one. But that was a fun one.
Outstanding, outstanding. And is it premature to talk about what might happen when you're done this season? Or have there been scouts coming to see you to talk to you? Do you have a vision for any of that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I want to play baseball for as long as I can. I would love to play pro ball. So, I'm talking to some scouts, but just got to give it up to God and take it one day at a time, and we'll see what happens when we get there.
Amen. Amen. Michael, this has been outstanding. Thank you ever so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you. I appreciate your time.
Bruce, thank you so much. God bless.
Audience, let's close this week's episode with an athlete's prayer and do it together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For I asked God for strength that I might achieve. Instead, I was made weak that I might learn to humbly obey. I asked for help that I might do greater things. Instead, I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praises of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. Because I am among all athletes who have been most richly blessed, you see, I lost by inches, but I won by a mile. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. CATH, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, wishing you a very happy Easter. And remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.